Well, he fixed it all up to where it had to be nobody but this woman. Mm-hmm. And now he believed that just as strong, You couldn't make him believe nothing else. And we all got laughing at it. And Brother Cecil now told her about this. And said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll just give you. I forgot what he told he'd give her. If she would go up there and whoop him. Said, I want to see you just scare the daylights out of him. Said, Lord, said, if I could put a spell on anybody, said, I'd put one on Bill Wright. That was her husband. Now, I said, now, if I could do that, said, I'd sure put one on him. Said, I'd straighten that gentleman out. But they had a big laugh off of it, don't you see? Cecil and they were not saying in the world to it. Mm-hmm. Now, he was that one over yonder to one of these here doctors, and he told her all of this, and I just don't think he told me the straight of it. And you know, he just kept right on, and he got worse and worse and died. Mm-hmm. Sure did. He just kept, never did get no better, just kept going right. And it wasn't long, about a month or two, something like that. Might have been two, could have been 2 months. It wasn't long. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't believe in that right now. But now that some do. Mm-hmm. Now, my grandma was bad about being such a thing.
This fella, Dr. Hunt, is he a pretty old fella?
I don't know what his age is. Uh-huh. How about you know what Dr. Hunt's age is?
Dr.
What? You know the one that so many people go to see, go smell what to see. Is it over in Alabama, Florida? Where is it? Over there at the edge of Alabama, Florida?
I haven't heard of that man since before World War II, Mr. Ivan.
But he's still here.
He got to be pretty old then. This year, the voodoo doctor down here below Donaldsonville that's keeping everything
No, you're right. I ain't the man I'm talking about.
You're talking about Dallas.
That's right, Dennis. You're right.
If it had been for him, the motel business would have gone completely out of whack around here. This owner of this new motel down there, you know, Rupert.
Yeah.
He said he'd all been the only thing that kept him in business. Uh-huh. He had averaged 128 people staying in his motel for a 6-week period, and 72% of them were from out of state. Mm-hmm. Come down to see this Jensen man there.
Wow.
Well, now I had give him the wrong, I had a mm-hmm. on my mind, mm-hmm. Now he was ahead of this man. He was ahead of this man. Yeah, and then we had one.
He was never as sophisticated as this man.
No,
he was never. This man here is incorporated. He's really got big on it.
Uh huh. Well, he feels the rich.
Yeah, and the revenue people are down there breathing down his neck every day of his life. The IRS
is. Uh-huh. I wonder what kind of spells does he take spells off or put them on?
Well, no, he's the one that takes them off. Uh-huh. More. And wait a minute, more he did.
Oh,
and,
he's good for what?
Oh, there was a fella, but now that's the third one. But now I got these tossed up while ago, the one was here now. But the first one was Posey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was over at Moulton.
Yeah, Posey, he was over at Moulton. Yeah. Posey.
I was reading something in that line of Constitution magazine section a while back about Cozy. Mm-hmm. What the weirdo things he used to do, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, wound up in the chain gang.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
How'd that happen?
R.S. got it. He wouldn't give him that part of his take. Uh-huh. I understand if you sell whiskey, they're not interested if you bootleg it. They don't care about that just so you can give them that part.
you can fill out
a tax
return.
You know, when they put Louis Harrell on the chain gang down there, he said, he told the man, he said, why didn't you turn it in? He said, how was I going to come up here and tell you that I sold $100,000 worth of illegal whiskey? Did you expect me to do that? Said, I wanted to, worse than anything you ever seen, but I was afraid to.
He was hooked on both ends.
Yeah.
Well, he was asking me about the witches and so on, and, you know, folks believe in such as that.
Yeah.
And I was telling him about, but then I did have, but then this man here that Hubbard just mentioned, he's the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first one was Posey,
mm-hmm.
and he was bad about taking them
off. These colloquialisms that you have been feasting on.